Now, in verse 1, chapter 24, in his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. You see, Jehoiakim had been put on the throne by the Pharaoh in Egypt. And now Nebuchadnezzar comes up at this particular time, and he didn't like Nebuchadnezzar, apparently, so he rebelled against him. And what happened? Verse 2, and the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldeans, bands of the Syrians, bands of the Moabites, bands of the children of Ammon. You see, this man, Nebuchadnezzar, is now uniting his kingdom and bringing all these peoples together. And he's sending this great army now against Jerusalem. And he sent them against Judah to destroy it according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servants the prophets. Surely at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did. I told you that Manasseh was the rascal. And if the glory didn't depart during his reign, nothing that would happen afterward cause it to depart. And because these people did not depart from the sins of Manasseh, they're going now into captivity. And also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. They say that God will pardon all sin. Yes, if you'll come to him. But there are certain sins that are not pardonable, and I want you to listen very carefully. Christ died for all of them, but they're not pardonable because men don't come to Christ. My friend, that's the only place in the world that you'll ever have your sins forgiven, is to come to the one who died for you, paid the penalty for your sins. Who else can forgive you your sins? He alone is the way and the truth and the life. Now we are told the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Gets a little complicated here now. Notice what happened. So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his stead. The king of Egypt came not again anymore out of his land. Why? Well, for the king of Babylon had taken from the river of Egypt under the river Euphrates all that pertained to the king of Egypt. Now, this is interesting to note. This is the exact land that God had vouchsafed to Abraham and those that came after him. Well, why don't they have it? The king of Babylon has it now. Well, they've sinned against God, and they've turned away from God, and that is the condition which are going to occupy the land. Now, Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he began to reign. He reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. His mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. And notice this, same old story. It gets a little monotonous. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father had done.